shining. Shine on the one that's gone and proved untrue. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. They whispered from on high, your lover said goodbye. And said goodbye. Deep feeling to be back on the stage where we played with the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. The old red man chewing tobacco sign would be in the back there, and all these little fans, and I don't mean music fans, they'd be whirling, causing the cool air to breeze down on the stage. I guess Vassar started hanging out with the bluegrass boys when he was around 14 years old, picking up some licks from Chubby Wise. I joined in about 1964, and we'd play this Grand Ole Opry right here on the Ryman. About midnight on a Saturday night, we'd climb aboard that bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and head up north on the highway to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We'd ride all night, and I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded in the highway in northern Kentucky, and watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you know, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And he walked up to me and said, "Peter Owens, listen good to this and don't ever forget it." He sang this melody, and I helped put some words to it. This is the Walls of Time.